Welcome back to Current State on WKAR, and that, of course, is Anita Baker, the one and only. You know, Detroit is home to many musical legends, and in the 1980s, Baker earned her spot on the map with hits such as Sweet Love, Just Because, Giving You the Best That I Got, My Everything, and I could go on and on. Her jazzy, soulful, and gospel-infused performances are truly iconic, and this week she announced she will hold a farewell concert series beginning in March. To talk about this, we have Rochelle Riley on the phone with us. She is a columnist with the Detroit Free Press, and her book, The Burden, African Americans and the Enduring Impact of Slavery, will be published this year. She joins me on the phone. Welcome to Current State.
Thank you so much.
So what is the impact of Anita Baker on Detroit?
Well, there are three things. The first is we are very proud of our legacies, musical legacies. So Motown is strong. Kim and some of the new young singers that we want to keep that legacy going, they're strong. And Anita Baker. I mean, the bottom line is when she hit the scene in 1983 and sort of changed the way ballads were sung and what people thought about as far as R&B and that whole sort of R&B and bluesy category that she helped create, she influenced a lot of people and made some great music and won 8 Grammys. And when she stopped singing, there was a genuine sadness among people. I can't speak for every fan because sometimes people move on, but for a lot of fans, it was a very heartbreaking sort of almost goodbye, like there wasn't a true goodbye.
Ain't there something I can give in exchange for everything you give to me?
In the 1990s, Baker took a hiatus from the entertainment industry to raise her family and care for her ailing parents. Through it all, she always called the Detroit area home.
She grew up here. She grew up as a foster kid. She had a tough time, you know, getting started because there were people who didn't think she could be a star. She proved them wrong. Then she had to deal with record label madness, which almost every, you know, star has had to do. I think of TLC and what they went through, and I think of what she went through, and she persevered and you know, survived all of that. And all of that time, Detroit was home. Every time she was done on the road, she came back home. Every time she finished recording, she came back home, and she's here now.
Flashbacks of the times we've had. Some made us laugh, and some made us sad.
Part of the soundtrack of the 1980s is definitely Anita Baker.
I think that there would be people who will argue that she is one of those folks whose music was the soundtrack of the 80s. There will always be Prince, there will always be Stevie Wonder, and you know, there's just a general sort of selection of music that's some of the best that was ever made. But you cannot talk about the 80s and not talk about Anita Baker. And that's why there's so much excitement now about the possibility of that goodbye that we didn't get when she first announced that she wasn't going to sing anymore. And it was just, you got to be kidding me, and oh my God, and tearing of hair. And so now there's a little bit of dancing in the streets that there's going to be this tour.
And to be transparent, I was one of those people, you know, tearing out his hair, so.
Your hair was next to mine, right out there in the street, I saw it.
Well, before I let you go, I have to ask you, what is your favorite Anita Baker song?
Well, you know, God, I love them all, but I know that for me, Sometimes is my favorite. That was a B-side, so it wasn't one of the ones that when you talk about Anita Baker, everybody throws out as one of her top 8 or one that she won a Grammy for. But Sometimes You Win, Sometimes You Lose is my favorite Anita Baker song.
Rochelle, thank you. It's been a pleasure to talk with you as always, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, and remember, we got to hit the road and go to these shows.
The tour dates for Anita Baker's farewell concerts have not been announced yet. Until then, head over to the WKAR News Facebook page and tell us your favorite Anita Baker song.